This week's recordings is sponsored by Tani Polansky in memory of his grandmother, Miriam Bas Avrom, who passed away a few days ago, a woman full of love for every Jew. May her merit protect the entire Jewish people. When the Holy Rebbe Yisrael of Ruzhin was a little boy, he passed by with his father one time a prison. It was the first time as a little boy that he saw a prison. And he looks up and he sees this big building with bars on the windows. And he says to his father, "Father, what is this building? Why are there bars on the windows?" So the father explained that this is a prison. This is where they keep prisoners. And therefore they have to put the bars on the windows to make sure the prisoners don't escape. So the little boy, the holy prisoner, said to his father, "But father, what do you need the bars on the windows for?" "All they need to do to make sure the prisoners don't escape is to not put negelwasser by their beds, and they won't be able to run away." Negelwasser literally means nail water. It's the water that we use to wash our hands in the morning. The halacha, the law, is that the first thing we do upon arising in the morning after saying Maida'ani is when we get out of bed, we have to wash our hands 3 times on each hand, one after the other. We alternate the right and left hands, we pour 3 times in each hand. Now, halachically, you could do that anywhere in the house. But according to the Zohar and the Kabbalah and the custom that Hasidim follow, is that we don't get out of bed at all without doing negelwasser by the bed. You prepare water by the bed, and you wash your hands even before getting out of the bed. That's called negelwasser. And by those that are strict to make sure to do this, one would never get out of bed without washing negelwasser. So the little prisoner said to his father, "If they want to keep the prisoners in, but you have to have bars on the windows, just don't put negelwasser by their bed." That's one story. Listen to the second, a similar story, a second story, more contemporary, a story of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the greatest halachic authority that America has known, Rav Moshe Feinstein. One time, he was in the Beis Medrash in the synagogue, and he was called on a very urgent phone call. It was an extremely urgent phone call that he had to take. And Rav Moshe was about to leave the shul, and he stopped a couple of feet before the door leaving the synagogue. Somebody was davening Shmoneh Esrei, was praying the Amida prayer by the door. And you know, the halacha, the law is that one is not allowed to walk in front of somebody that's praying Shmoneh Esrei, that's in the middle of prayer. One is not allowed to walk in front of them within a certain amount of space. So Rav Moshe just stood there. And the people that were calling Rav Moshe said to him, "Rebbe, it's an emergency, it's an urgent call." And Rav Moshe said, "Vazalachton, what could I do? There's a wall here. I can't walk through a wall. What do you want from me? I can't walk through a wall." When a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to walk in front of them. And Rav Moshe Feinstein saw as if there was a wall there that he just couldn't pass. It was impossible for him to pass. "I can't walk through a wall." Now, these two anecdotes are obviously of tzaddikim, of holy people, for whom objective truth was their subjective reality. The objective truth of Torah was for them as real as bars and windows and as real as a wall in one's path. Because these tzaddikim saw with their eyes the truth of Torah. Now, of course, we might not be on their level, but what we have to learn from this as much as we can is that the secret of being able to survive in Egypt, and not only survive, but thrive. Jacob lived his best 17 years in the land of Egypt, and the Gerei Rebbe, the Sfasema, says, because he saw the truth. He had the secret of redemption. He saw the truth of Mashiach, that everything is God, and God is everything. And that if one can make the objective truth of reality, one's subjective experience, the objective truth that always one is within the light of God and everything is God, then one could live and thrive in every Egypt. We might not see that with our eyes. We might not, like the Ruzhiner, be able to see bars and windows, or like Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, see a wall in front of us because the Torah says so. But as much as we can, what we need to meditate in our subjective life is to try to be able to be aware of the truth of reality, that we're always within God, that everything is the infinite light of God, and we're always within God. As a spark in the bonfire, so is the globe in the universe within the infinite light of God at all times. More real, really objectively, more real than any wall that you look at, any bars that you see, is the light of God, because anything you see is the light of God. And when we work on subjectively internalizing this truth, which is what really Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, listen, meditate, internalize the oneness, the unity of God, that all is God. Because now that Chassidus has been revealed, we can handle this truth that Jacob wanted to reveal so many centuries ago. And when working on this, we'll be able to reveal how every Egypt is the light of God and thereby bring about the coming of Mashiach.